the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also, the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Philippa, and on our program today, we'll hear six New Zealand poets recite poems they have written that reflect a sense of place. A place some part of ourselves identifies with. A place that provokes an emotional reaction. A dreamscape, perhaps? A place that captures the imagination and informs our awareness of who we are. That lingering and indefinable sense of belonging that connects us to that place to which we might, or perhaps might not, feel a strong desire to return. New Zealand's unique beauty, with its majestic landscapes, dramatic coastline, mountains, lakes and rivers, affords us the opportunity to connect with the natural world. And it is from the natural world that many of our poets and songwriters draw their inspiration. So I've chosen today a mix of poetry and songs that I feel in some way reflect aspects of our identity and the Kiwi way of life. We'll start with a poem by Anne Kennedy. Anne's first poetry collection, Sing Song, won the poetry section of the Montana New Zealand Book Awards in 2004. Here's Anne reciting her poem, Whenua Tū.
Whenua Tū. They go out to see the whenua, expecting nothing, no tree, the weedy, neglected Friday dusk ceremony. It's a beautiful day. They take a picnic, sandals, insect repellent. Down the track, they last pieced together, like a game at the museum, dinosaur bones clacking in a black bag. It's a beautiful day. The waterfall, its pool of glass breaking and breaking, like the bush burning, but still extant, still there. And there is her tree, the cabbage tree. It's straight, unmistakable. Among the low flats, taller, like a big sister, taller even than herself, and poised, nodding now and then, unaware of its perfection. They cry and cry out, look, look at her tree. Their voices bouncing like unaccustomed smiles off the stern rock behind the waterfall. They make a dam, the father and the children, and the mother, grateful the father likes making dams, sits and watches the girl concentrating on stopping the flow of water.
John Newton grew up on a sheep farm at Port Underwood in the Marlborough Sounds. We'll hear two of his poems today. First, he'll recite his poem Lunch, followed by Inland.
Shorn in this weather, the sheep get burnt, so they're trapped in clusters, piled in the shade. They'll wait for dipping until they get patched up, comb furrows rust brown, mending black. And troubled with lice still, they work their backs against the rutted trunk of the big macrocarpa. 12 o'clock. When the shearing machines and the tractor go off, it seems silent at first. Then you pick up the sound of a chain being wrapped around a fuel drum kennel, the thump of surf, the blare of cicadas, the squeal of hinges on a gate swinging open. Or you do if you listen. And the high square door of the wool shed frames the breathless glare outside in shade, a vehicle closing in down the hillside, trailing its balloon of dust. The power lines catch the sun like water. Packed in the shade of the big macrocarpa, this morning's shorn sheep heel and rock in the heat. Get out this early while the mist still leaks through the floor of the valley and the roads your own. The roller doors of the cherry stalls are closed, broad beans sag in the dew. The morning has yet to take on its colours, except where the AA road signs glow like corn, their long fingers drawing you inland, upriver. The sealed road unwinds through the barn-studded reaches of river flat pasture, nosing out contours itself like a river, fitting its form to the shapes of this landscape you are driving into. A mob clicks gate to gate, on the move now before the heat and the traffic. A hawk lumbers grudgingly up off the fir-strewn tar. Brighter. A first glimpse of sky through the top leaves of poplars that begin to lean over. The road gets tighter, the valley walls steepen. The big river pushes you hard against the hill, climbing in second, boxed in by boulders, till you're through the top, and as the valley reopens, you can let go, planing away up the river, through willows and wattles, and a cattle stop rattles as the seal gives out and you plough into metal. A pair of fat quail beat for the scrub. The road in front of each farmhouse is oiled for the dust that comes pouring through the floor of the cab. The lifting mist unwraps acres of purple borage, carpeting the stony flats, and wheel tracks rifling down the tops of the stop banks, horizons that carry you into the riverbed, shouldering back the lupins and the golden ragwort running thigh high to the water. Here comes the warmth now. Here come the honking paradise ducks and their paired skidding flight. Pipits and yellowhammers dive round the windscreen. The sun arrives. The valley fills up with light.
Sonia Jelic won Best First Book Award for Poetry in the 2005 Montana New Zealand Book Awards. She lives in Bayswater on Auckland's North Shore. Here she is reciting her poem, Narrow Neck from the Boat Ramp.
Narrow neck from the boat ramp. The windsurfer with all his heart is dishing it up to the sea, and my 87 Corolla is suddenly a beautiful thing on the boat ramp. Say it, Corolla, which could be the name of a container ship, the Corolla, or a trawler, the Lady Corolla. So I watch with my lights on dip the jeopardy, an idiot on a death wish at 5:50 p.m. Devonport truly a shut shop. For some time, winter has kept coming like a lid over the iris, a half-light, a half-truth much easier to stomach. By 6-something p.m, the difference is even stronger. I could see him and his board and the tide all royal. From the sky, the light completely went like my vision. The distance not even there, straining even to read the car clock, nor tiri-tiri matangi in the blip-blip of its red light. Nothing.
Anna Jackson was writer-in-residence at Waikato University in 2001. In 2002, she moved to Wellington with her family. Her poem, On the Road with Rose, reminds one of how it feels to be young and carefree.
On the road
with Rose. Rose picked me up in her Peugeot with her hair still wet and said, "Where shall we go?" Any beach with sea and sand on it seemed a good idea to me, but every beach I proposed was too crowded or too hot or too near a McDonald's for Rose, so I said, "Well, let's not go anywhere, let's just drive." And that was the right answer for Rose, who never did like to arrive places much. We stopped for supplies on Ponsonby Road, a bottle of tequila, lime cordial, H2Go, and a pair of Mini Cooper sandals each. We kept driving for 2 days till we got to 90 Mile Beach, where we got out of the car but kept running till we hit the sea. After the swim, we put our sandals on and made footprints in the sand. "This is me. Here I am. This is me. Here I am. This is me."
I think this song, "Under the Blue" by Imogen Holmstead Scott, captures that wonderful carefree feeling. Robert Sullivan was born in 1967 and is a member of the Maori tribe Ngā Puhi of Northland and also of Galway Irish descent. He was literary fellow at the University of Auckland in 1998 and in 2001 the distinguished visiting writer at the University of Hawaii. His awards and published works are too numerous to mention here. His partner is Anne Kennedy, and they have two children. I rather like his poem, Five Honda Waka, published in 1999. Before we hear Robert Sullivan reciting his poem, let's hear some of The Joy of Life with Kenny G.
Today I surrendered the life of my Honda City to a wrecker in Penrose for $30. I bought it 7 years ago for $6,000. It has rust in the lower sills, rust around the side windows. On the WOF inspection sheet it says, this car has bad and a lot of rust. That car took me to Uncle Pat's Tangi in Bluff. We stopped and gazed at Moiraki, the dream sky, on the way. A friend followed us in it on the way to National Women's for Te Muera's birth. We were in her huge Citroen. We went to Otaki and Wellington in the Honda to visit family. The Honda took me to library school, perched next to Victoria Uni. I drove Grandad across the creek in the Honda at night after the family reunion bash. Te Muera's first car seat was in the Honda. That Honda has seen a high percentage of my poetry. Now I have left it behind.
Richard Reeve is a Dunedin poet and editor. He has published 3 volumes of poetry with Auckland University Press. We'll hear Richard recite his poem, Victory Beach. Victory Beach is the longest beach on the Otago Peninsula. It's named after the wreck of the SS Victory, a steamship that was grounded by a drunken sailor in 1861. The ship's flywheel can still be seen when the tide is out. Victory Beach is home to sea lions, fur seals, and also blue and yellow-eyed penguins.
Victory Beach, and life itself confided this secret to me. Behold, it said, I am that which must always overcome itself. Nietzsche, thus spoke Zarathustra. Out of strafed sand dunes, and into a near intolerable stillness, though not silence, crushed seawater rushing up the shore like a gust of sandflies. We tracked a single set of footprints all the way to a headland whose intense tip seemed to grip the sea, splitting the world into a fury of rock and wave. the spine-bursting tumult of the elements. And among gale-dried kelp found the tagged husks of seals, each eye sucked up by a storm, bodies brittle as wood and as dense as death, albeit shuddering quietly with the hilled sea crept through hooked and hooded rock to reinterpret the beach. At the bluff's base, the footsteps ended, the wooden cold shadow of the headland darkening into stone, and where a patch of frost hung to the shade, burying the swart stumps of fur, the unearthed meaning, its mouth eaten off by the sea's roar.
I'd now like to play a song called Pages from Dunedin. Music, lyrics and performance by Casey Sharp.
It's called Pages from Dunedin. We drank away the weekend in the watchmen roll on gyroscopes down the streets of Dunedin. It's a graveyard costume party on the rows of broken houses, and Castle Street is buried deep in the smoke of burning couches. And the streams of hopeless women are the dreams of hopeful men who cast aside their sheepish sight as their tongues begin to spin. And the only words you think you heard get consumed in all the flames. And we all float on confusion. Right back to from where we came. The lonesome station agent, he's still waiting on the D train, and suddenly dreams of leaving as he heaves a paper airplane. From the depths of isolation, his imagination screaming to the skies of open frenzy, someplace way above Dunedin. And the ghost of ancient sailors, they're trying hard to communicate from the hillside holes to the desperate souls who are longing to escape. And the only words you think you heard get smashed beneath the trains. And we all float on confusion boats. Right back to from where we came. It's a passport watercolor of the misty mountain beaches, like a dream of someplace sacred that no man ever really reaches. Like a Steinbeck supernovel or the manuscripts you're reading, there's a new kind of reality on the streets of Dunedin. So the barrooms all were empty on my conversation night. It's a restless world and it torments me, but you seem to be alright. And the only words I think you heard got lost between refrains. So we all float on confusion boats, right back to from where we came. Yes, we all float on confusion boats, right back to from where we came.
We'll finish today with Dave Dobbin singing Welcome Home. Program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/deco-retro. And we would like to thank our sponsors, Club Modern, Art Deco Society Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Modern. For more information, email judith.moore650@gmail.com. That's judith.moore650@gmail.com. Bye for now.